I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for March 19th, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Capelini.
Here.
Doug Kano.
Here.
Sandy Husman.
Here.
Mark Lutke.
Here.
Todd Milner. Mary Westfall.
Here.
Todd Milner is out of town and excused. There are six members of council present, so a quorum does exist. I welcome you to our council meeting tonight. If there's an issue you wish to address council on, please let me know by raising your hand, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. We ask you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Husman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda, we need to add as 3A, election of a president pro tem. And any additional agenda items by members of city council? Mr. Lutke.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I just have a short update on an economic development subcommittee matter.
We'll make that 9A. Husman?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I have a report of the building and grounds regarding the 316 meeting, Sylvania Historical Building in Appalachia.
Okay, we'll make that 9B, building and grounds report. Mr. Hanel.
Mr. Mayor, after we discuss item 5, I think we may want to schedule a zoning annexation committee meeting, but I don't know whether we can handle that as that.
Let's just add it right now as 5A in case you want to schedule that meeting. Other members from city council? Mr. Eichenauer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Vaughn?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the agenda is approved as amended. Added agenda item 3A is to elect a president pro tem of council due to the president's absence tonight.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to nominate Doug Hanem.
Second.
And moved and seconded to appoint Doug Hanem as president pro tem for this evening's meeting, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, congratulations, Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, council.
Mr. Hanem, we're up to agenda item 4.
Mr. Mayor, if there are no additions or corrections to the minutes of the meeting of council of March 5th, 2012, I would move that they be adopted as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from our March 5th meeting as presented. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item 5, we're pleased to have Mr. Larry Wilson here from Sylvania First United Methodist Church. You can come on up to the podium, Mr. Wilson, and on the way, I'll give council a little background. I had received a letter from your church asking about the possibility of erecting a sign for your church that would be more visible than it is on your church property, and to put that on city-owned property along Monroe Street. And I sent an email back saying that that would probably require a change in our zoning code to allow that. To have off-site signs like that is not permitted. That's what's called a billboard sign. Even if it's not a giant sign, it's still a billboard sign. So I decided this needed to be referred here to council and perhaps to the zoning and annexation committee for consideration. With that background, you can correct whatever I said and then go on into what you would like council to know.
No, that sounds very accurate. In fact, I didn't know the process. So when I sent the letter to the mayor, I was pleased to see this move so fast and have this opportunity to discuss it, not just with the mayor, but with you as well. It took us a little bit to even understand who owned the property that we're talking about. So just so we're all on the same page, I'm talking about the property that would be west of Maplewood School to Parkwood Street. And our church, if you are familiar with it, is right across from Plummer Pool, so Parkwood takes you right into our church. So we were looking at the opportunity perhaps to put a directional sign that would take you when you're going down Monroe Street. Obviously, our members know where the church is, but our church is more than Sunday, like many churches, and so we wanted to, we have a lot of activities going on there, and we thought that would help get the people to the right place, because I can't tell you how many times they'll go to another church on Monroe Street and keep going down Erie Street then, and there's multiple churches there too, so we thought that might help, as well as be a benefit to our church to obviously have some extra exposure. So we found that the city, we thought the school owned the property, to be honest with you, found that it was on the city. I tried to research that on Aries and couldn't get any information, so I'm not even sure the size of the plot that you own, and I don't know if you have that information or not.
Sure.
I know it's not very large.
I'm sure we do. You're at the northwest corner of Monroe Street and Park. That is the former well field site for the City of Sylvania's Water Department, and it does extend all the way along Monroe Street east to the Board of Education property.
Okay.
It's not very deep north and south, and there is a large ravine, drainage ravine,
yes,
that runs on the northerly portion of it.
Yes. And that was our understanding, that it wouldn't, it's not a big enough plot that you could put anything really on it.
Well, that's true, but in the last few years, we have investigated for several facilities for the community, whether a fire station or a skate park and some other things that we've looked at, and you're right, it was too small for both of those.
So anyways, that was the catalyst behind us. We didn't, you know, our church has been on its current site for like 42 years or something, so. And we were looking at the opportunity to do something with that. Now, I don't want to propose, I don't know what the options may be. You know, I don't know enough about the requirements and the variances and so forth and so on. One, is this still a property you wish to own? Would be a question I would ask, because that might be an option for the church. If you find, you know, that. Because we definitely were very interested in doing something here to do that, but or lease perhaps the space. And again, I know that's not probably the customary way or the normal way to do business with an organization like ourselves, but I throw that out as a potential option, or just give us the rights to do what we're sort of requested. We just, in the letter, we sort of, we realized we want it to fit within the community. We aren't asking to put up something that wouldn't look right or would cause traffic problems or things like that. We obviously, you know, need some guidance as to, if you agree to allow us to do this, then we'll need some guidance as to what we're allowed to do. And I won't get into, you know, what our preferences are, because I think you'll have to sort of tell us, and we'll have to probably follow suit. Sure, the bigger the better, the electronics would be preferred, or the digital signs, but we realize that may not be in your best interest too. It may come even down to a size of what I'll call a real estate sign for better description, where you probably have seen those areas where it just has an arrow pointing that way and it says Sylvania First United Methodist Church or some church, and it's or about a quarter mile down the road. And it could be as simple as that. So that's really about all I could say about this and make it so I'll ask if you get any questions for myself.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
You know, you made a comment, and I'd just like to follow up on it a little bit and see if I maybe misunderstood it or if you misstated it or whatever.
Okay.
You made some reference to whether the property was for sale.
No, I didn't mean for sale. I could be for sale. In other words, what does the city have a desire to own this, or would you be willing to sell it to a concern such as our church?
So would your church have any interest in purchasing that property?
Potentially could be. It depends what the conditions and so forth, and whether it would accomplish our goal, which is frankly to put up a sign. It is not our desire, I've got to be forthright here, to put up a building.
Okay.
And I know that may be part of the issue. I mean, there's not enough space for a building, but that's sort of the barrier to get there. And our church would promise, or however we need to do that, we will do the appropriate landscaping around that too, because we feel that's important, as we do with our church property. You know, that would be, in fact, I've already got a group within the church that is committed to do the aesthetics around that and the garden. We have sort of a gardening group that would do it. So it would be very representative, just as our church is with the flowering and the so forth, whatever you permit us to do. So we will maintain it, so it won't be, you know, stand out as an eyesore or affect the city in any way.
This is an item that, it, my opinion is that it does not meet our current sign code. And my first thought was to refer it to the Zoning and Annexation Committee Council for their review, and I still think that's the proper step to take. Council can only hear from you tonight, but I won't make any decisions about it tonight, and needs to think about the precedents that would be set by allowing an off-site sign like that. The only thing I can think of that's comparable in the community would be the Franciscan Village sign at the corner of Convent and South Main, where the sisters came out and bought that old gas station property, and which is adjacent to other properties they own, and they've erected a sign and landscaped it very nicely there. Right. And that was a needed sign. They were probably less visible than your church is from any main street. So that is a precedent, but it's not leased from anybody. They bought it and it is adjacent to their property.
That is a question whether it meets the issue, Larry, that, and Larry and I have known each other for a long time. This is a, and I'm not surprised you got a group fired up at the church to take care of the sign. I know those folks pretty well.
Yes.
I talked with Ted Long earlier today about this, and I've talked with Mr. Moan, our law director, about this. And the issue is, no matter how laudable the goal, we have this issue about off-premises signs. And I'm sure that there are a lot of entities, some churches and some businesses, that would love to have a sign on Monroe Street, Alexis, Main, Sylvania, you know, our main thoroughfares, to increase the visibility of their businesses, which are not on those streets.
Correct.
So when, and we just, within the last, well, it's getting to be, time goes by fast, but when I first came on council, I inherited the project of rewriting our sign code, and we eventually did do that. We've also rewritten our zoning code since then. But this off-premises sign issue is I think, a threshold issue. Even if you were to buy the property,
right?
The fact that you're so separated from the church body proper and the location on Monroe Street, I think we would have a fundamental issue that we need to address first, which is this policy of off-premises signs and how we would address that. So before we got too far into it, I think I would like to have some time to confer with Mr. Moan, maybe have our whole Zoning and Annexation Committee look at this issue, look at this threshold issue before we look at the obvious laudable purpose of
right.
of this sign. And, I know the Sylvania First United Methodist Church is a long-time resident in the city, and vacated a prime location when they moved to Erie 40 years ago, I think before then.
Yeah,
it was right on the corner, right?
Right.
So we will, so what I would suggest we do is we refer this matter to Zoning and Annexation, and let's give Mr. Moan and I a little time to confer, maybe set this meeting a few weeks out. We can get back with you before then. Does that sound?
That sounds very fair. Thank you.
I'm locking the phone so I can get my calendar open. Jim, do you have anything to add to?
No, that's fine. I think that's the process that we should follow.
Larry, if we set this out, say, April 6th, that's a Friday.
Could we do it before then?
We can't. When, okay, when would work? Oh, is that spring break?
Yes, starting on that Friday.
What, starting on that Friday?
Yeah.
It's good Friday.
Yeah.
The 6th through the 13th is spring break.
Okay. How about the 4th or 5th?
That's fine.
How about for other members of the committee?
The,
It's early on the 5th.
5th is, okay.
The morning of the 5th at 8?
Is my presence required?
Probably not, but you're welcome to attend.
My only issue would be I have to do it out.
Oh, you're gone.
But I'll be gone from the 30th.
Did you retire?
Yes, I have retired.
Oh, my.
I've reached that age, Doug, but thank you for the flattery.
Too young for that one.
Yeah.
Would it be better to accommodate?
Yeah, when would you be available?
I'll be available, assuming that you don't want to do it before the 30th of March. I'll be back in town on the 11th of April.
What if we, I mean, to some extent, this is your time. What if we were, I mean, we could kick it to the week of the 16th because we've got a lot of people out that week.
That's fine with me.
Week of April 16th.
I mean, we've waited a lot of years, so we can wait a few more weeks.
Well, how about the 17th? Just picking a date. At 8. How's that work?
Morning or afternoon?
Morning, we'll meet at 8.
17, 8 o'clock, here?
Here.
Here, okay, that works fine.
And I'll touch base with you before then.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you all for your time.
Mr. Mayor, do we need a motion to refer this to zoning and annexation?
I think that would be appropriate.
Mr. Mayor, I move we refer the request of Savannah First United Methodist Church and the issue of off-premises signs to the zoning and annexation committee.
The movement seconded to refer the Savannah First United Methodist Church off-premise sign request to the zoning and annexation committee. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And that meeting date has been set, and the clerk will post that. Moving on to agenda item six, actually six and seven, are both resolutions commending state championship competitors from our two high schools. I would assume the clerk has these tonight, as she does, the formal versions. The first one is for the Southview High School Cougarette Dance Team, which has a couple of first-place finishes. I can tell you, and we've also listed the second, we've listed the other finishes here. They finished third in the hip-hop division. Northview did have a team that finished second in one of these divisions, but we typically recognize state champions. So I think this is a good tradition that the council has started to commend these teams with these resolutions, and we invite the teams into a future council meeting where we can present smaller copies of the resolution to every team member, plus a larger copy for their trophy case or display case or whatever. All right, Mr. Lukey, would you like to handle this first one?
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Moen, for appropriately recognizing that I'm a member of the Cougarette Alumni Parent Group. albeit somewhat some number of years ago. I'd like to introduce Resolution 6-2012. Copies have been made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending Sylvania Southview High School's Cougarettes dance team on its first place finishes in the POM and Jazz divisions in the Ohio Association of Secondary School Administrators State Cheerleading and Dance Team Championship, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 6-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Resolution Number 6-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 6, 2012, as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 6, 2012 is approved. And I think the clerk is already passing that one around for signature, along with a special pen, I assume? All right. Agenda Item 7 is a similar resolution, this one commending the Northview High School Hockey Team State Championship. That's another big recognition of our students. Sylvania's best known for its students around the state, whether it's for athletics or academics or music or speech and debate. Our kids are well-known around the state, and this was a big event that took place in Nationwide Arena down in Columbus. Mr. Moan, do you recommend anybody for this one? Anybody have a hockey parent here or anything?
Mike.
Okay.
How about a Northview parent?
No, Southview guy.
Yeah, we're...
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 7-2012. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. A resolution of the Council of the City of Sylvania commending the Sylvania Northview Hockey Team on its first state championship, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 7, 2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, final passage.
Move final passage Resolution Number 7-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 7, 2012, as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 7, 2012 is approved. And as usual, we'll instruct the clerk to get these ready and then to contact the team coaches and see when it might be appropriate for them to come in, and hopefully they will want to come. I believe Southview's Nancy might have been here last year or the year before.
Two years ago, I think. Then they were out in force, let the record show.
Yes, they were. And I've had comments from other people in the community, parents or somebody, say, "That was really nice that they came." That was appreciated. All right, that gets us up to Agenda Item 8, which is Zoning Ordinance Amendment Petition PD 1, 2012. You have a copy of it in your council packets. This is a request from Lord's University for expansion south of Convent Boulevard on the old Sylvania School bus garage property and then property immediately north of that, fronting on Convent Boulevard. This is appropriate to refer to the Planning Commission for their input, and I'm also recommending that you set the public hearing date as the clerk has it listed on the agenda tonight so that we don't lose time for the university if we grant approval of this so that they can move ahead with the project. Would you like to come forward and make any comments?
I have no comments.
Come on forward. You obviously got some cooperation on...
Give us your name and address.
I'm coming.
Mike Killian, I represent Lord's University. And the next resolution for participating in the NAIA tournament, second year in competition. I would expect a resolution next time. I have nothing to present. I just came to listen.
What was the country golf team?
Men's basketball team participated in the NAIA Final 32.
First year?
Lost to the eventual winner of the tournament.
Very good. Mike, we obviously got some properties along Convent as well.
Yes, we have.
I wasn't aware of that.
There's about five homes on Convent.
Great.
That over the last couple of years have been...
That makes for a really nice corridor.
You know, I need to, if you don't mind, Mike, I need to also let council, I didn't see anybody else there, but they had the dedication of their new baseball field last week, and I was able to be there. And not only, three things, an incredible group of young men, an incredible facility, and boy, can Dr. Helmer throw a sidearm pitch. He was the only guy of the four VIPs there that got it across the plate, and was very true.
Don't ask him about his first experience at the Mudham Stadium. He didn't get it across.
Well, he seems like the kind of guy that would go out and practice a little bit. But the fact is, the community is very well represented, even though the stadium is down in, I think, Springfield Township, very well represented, and this is a, if you all have a chance to get out there and see a game.
Yesterday was home opener, double header.
How'd we do?
We were there. 3-1 first game and 4-2 second game.
So you were competitive.
Yeah, not bad.
We were very competitive.
But anyway, we should be very pleased with that.
We're very happy. Thank you.
Well, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanno.
Yes, I would move that we refer application number PD-1-2012 to the Planning Commission for its review and recommendation.
It's been moved and seconded to refer zoning ordinance amendment petition PD-1-2012 to the Planning Commission, for their review and recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Hanno.
Yes, and I'd also move that we set the public hearing on PD-1-2012 for May 21st, provided the Planning Commission's recommendation is received in advance and authorize the clerk to advertise that public hearing.
We need time for it.
Probably 7 p.m. on the 21st.
Yeah.
You know, though, I wonder, this, I don't anticipate that the neighbors are going to be unhappy with this, but because it involves some lots on the convent, there's probably some curiosity. Should we give a little bit more time to it than a half hour?
Sure.
Doug, I don't know, it's your
No, your that's call. Fine.
6:30 maybe? Mike, is that fine?
6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, are your neighbors on board with you, or? Okay, well, let's set it at 6:30. Got the message.
Was there
All from 7 or 8 years ago, some of them may not have been, when the other developer had talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, would you, you're able to come prepared with some sort of a visual representation of what this is going to look like?
All right, there was a motion. I don't recall hearing a second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to set the public hearing date for May 21st, 2012 at 6:30 p.m. in these chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we're up to agenda item 9. Added agenda item 9A is a report, an update, a quick update is what you said, from the Economic Development Subcommittee. Mr.
Yeah,
Lucas.
I did say a quick update, Mr. Mayor. Council members will remember that the Finance Committee referred the discussion about CRA request and changes to the Economic Development Subcommittee, and I'm not going to schedule a meeting on that matter tonight because the administration is putting together some background for us and potentially some thoughts on how to proceed. So rather than jump out ahead of that, we'll wait until Mr. Moan gets back to us with some data and some information, and then we'll schedule a meeting at that point.
All right. That was quick. On to added agenda item 9B, a report from the Building and Grounds Committee. Mrs. Hussman.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We met on March 16th regarding the Sylvania Historical Village Compilation, aka audit. Scott Smith presented the compilation and discussion followed. Mark asked about strategic planning, and Mary said that what this compilation was the beginning of that strategic planning. Board members were here, Mary Kay Solt and Bill Giacci, and they said they wanted to justify to us the funding that we give them, and they are starting to work on becoming more efficient financially. Joy Armstrong, the curator, also spoke about what the village has accomplished, including the two historical markers in Sylvania and the many events that they host. And she is especially proud that the downtown consultants are excited that the village is in our downtown area. Katie asked about aligning with the metro parks, and Mark suggested that they might want to look for grants and check with the Center for Nonprofit Resources. It was suggested or proposed by Mary that as chair of the Building and Grounds that I become a board member of the Sylvania Historical Village. And I said that we need to protect the city's investment, and therefore the village is different than a community program in that it is our investment. The village is already looking at what to charge for the use of their assorted venues in order to look at start looking at income. Or more income. And I think that's about it.
All members of City Council are board members for the Historic Village Incorporated. In fact, you are the governing board members. The board that you're referring to is the operating committee that you let function for it. And you are, the recommendation was that you be City Council's representative on that committee.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's appropriate. That has traditionally been with the chairman of Building and Grounds. I don't know whether council wants to do a motion right now to make that change or not, but it seems like a good idea.
So moved.
Mrs. Westfall quickly says. It's been moved and seconded.
I accept.
Well, we need to vote on it. It's moved and seconded to appoint Mrs. Husband to that Historic Village Incorporated Governing Committee. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That brings us to the... Are there any committee referrals for this evening? Excuse me. I'm not aware of any. That brings us to the end of our agenda. Is there any further business council would like to consider at this time? Mrs. Husband.
Mr. Mayor, I do... want to say something. The 9th annual SCAT 24-hour relay challenge will be May 12th and 13th, and the Sage Yard, particularly George France, has challenged the city of Sylvania and the Sylvania Township to a 12-hour challenge on Saturday from 9 to 9, suggesting that we could get our own team together and not possibly stay overnight, but to do a 9 in the morning to 9 at night. So I will be asking if there are people who would like to donate an hour of their time and $45 of their money to enter into that challenge with Sage Yard, and I assume the township will do it as well. It is May 12th, Saturday, May 12th, the day before Mother's Day. I'm just saying that for your balance. So if you want to let me know if you're interested in that, we can set up a schedule, and it'll take 1 hour.
Do you accept surrogates?
For money, won't do anything. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting, scheduled for Monday, April 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Thanks for attending.
Got it.